is Sarah from Medicare.
Hi, good evening.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hi, my name is Stanley. Is Robert Wolf available by any chance?
There is no one by that name here.
No Robert Wolf.
Nope.
Okay. I'm calling from the Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This number was randomly chose, and your individual answers are confidential. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Okay.
Great. Thank you. I'm not speaking to person on the list. And, okay, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank
no.
you. Okay. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president,
100%.
Congress, and office?
100%.
Okay. Definitely vote. Would that be fair to say?
Okay. Yes.
And your age, please?
59. No,
58. Okay. 58. Okay. No problem. Thank you for that. Now, just to be sure, we're representing everybody.
Okay.
May I ask you your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Great. And now, think about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm very dissatisfied. I totally disapprove.
Okay. So you strongly disapprove. Great. Moving on. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Paris is handling her job as congresswoman?
Who?
Her name is Glusenkamp Paris. Glusenkamp. Last name Perez.
I don't know who that is.
It's okay. I can put that down. No problem. And then think about the issues the community is facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Let's go. They have a list for you. I'll go through it with you. Reducing crime and gun violence, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. So of those, of that list that I just went over, which would you say would be at the top of your list?
At the top of my list is probably jobs.
For your Congress to focus on, what would you like to see them focus on?
Yeah, jobs, improving the economy.
Okay.
And then the next one would be border security.
Yeah, of course. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so let's see. Next question is, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 0 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or the organization, you can just let me know, and we'll
okay.
put that down. Okay? So let's start with Joe Kent.
It's from 0 maybe, to 100.
Mm-hmm. Maybe 80%.
80, okay. There's also just, I'm not saying for him or any specific person, just in general, they also have the, you can also do a no opinion or don't know or never heard of, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, we have, next we have Donald Trump.
80,
okay. And next we have Raul Garcia.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Never heard of him. Perfect. Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. We have Maria Cantwell.
5.
Okay. And Marie Glessenkamp.
Yeah, I
Paris?
Don't know who that is. Yeah,
okay.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. MAGA Republicans?
You know, I'm actually kind of offended by that, the way that's phrased like that, you know, because they're just people. So, so
I understand. I'm just doing, I try not to get involved in the opinions because I want to make it as fair as possible. I understand, you know, I can't say, oh yeah, I get it, or I don't, or I have to kind of stay in the middle just so it's fair to everybody. But, you know, I also have my beliefs, and I respect yours completely.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for those folks, you know, I'm going to give them an 80.
Okay. And then woke liberals in Congress.
Again, I don't care for the...
Okay. So
I don't care for the judgy... Well, no. I just don't... But... For them, I think I'm going to say maybe 50.
Okay. Great. That's it for that section. Let's go. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Well, I would not vote for the Democrat Joe Biden, and I'm still on the fence.
Okay, so...
Let's see who else shows up.
So there's actually a, I believe there's a, let's see, our undecided, if you had to vote undecided candidate. Okay. So I'll put,
If I have to pick one or the other, I'd pick Trump.
You can also lean towards one. You could lean towards or lean towards Trump.
Oh, I am not ever leaning towards Biden, so I'll lean towards Trump.
Okay, so you're leaning towards Trump.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And now, if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for the Democrat, the Marie Glessenkamp Bettis, or Republican Joe Kent? And you also have the lean situation.
Yeah, I would probably vote for Joe Kent.
Okay.
I mean, if it was held today, I don't know anything about the other one. I know about Joe Kent.
Okay. Joe Kent. Even though you're not supporting Marie Glessenkamp Bettis, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support her? Is a small chance, just a very slight chance, no chance at all?
I would have to do research.
Okay. So I will put
on her before,
For right now would be don't know?
Yeah.
Would that be fair? Okay.
That would be fair.
Okay, next I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10.
Okay.
And I mean, I could explain the whole scale to you. It's from 0 to 10, but you, I'm like very smart lady, so you understand how it's
important. 10 is good, 0 is bad.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so there's another section for that. I won't go through it again, so we'll just fight by. Someone who will fight to protect your democracy.
Well, it depends on what, you know, what we're talking about for democracy, because people have gone crazy over this. So I'll go 7.
7, okay, great. And someone who shares your values?
8.
8, okay. And then a small business owner?
Okay, wait, now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the question was
the
like how
is, yeah.
Right. So how important would these qualities be for you to be attributed to your member of Congress, in other words?
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, five.
Okay. And a working mom who understands the needs of families.
Five.
Okay. And then an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
10.
10, great. A fighter for the middle class.
9.
9. Okay. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Marie Lessenkamp. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, the 0 to 10 situation. So I don't want to take too much of your time, so I'm going to jump into the question. Marie Lessenkamp-Bettis is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulation costs at $35 per month, as she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. So, does that sound not convincing, somewhat convincing, very convincing, on 1 to 10?
It sounds very convincing, so we'll go with an 8.
An 8, okay.
I hope it's true. Be nice.
Hey, right. Maria Gessenkamp-Bettis isn't afraid to work hard. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of a Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor a Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Okay, 7.
7, okay. Yeah, we have, I believe, it's 7, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. One more. So Marie Gusenkamp Bettis believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees in Congress. Her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people can graduate with skills they need to succeed.
Hmm, that's very nice. 9. I guess I'm going to have to do some research on this lady.
There's, I like to say a lot of things about everything. I also have my opinions, but I can't. So sometimes it's hard not get into those things with, but I mean in a positive way, right? To have a healthy conversation. But, it's good to do your research. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Gusenkamp Bettis or Republican Joe Kemp?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to do the research. I could go either way now.
So here's, I have her name, his name, other, don't know.
I would go with don't know.
Don't know, okay. Okay, now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of our candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other. Others will hear statements about other candidates. So it's the same things from 1 to 10. Okay, so here we go. The first one is we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which would lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10.
Yeah, I don't like that. Three.
Okay, three. And Joe Kemp supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kemp would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Hmm. Yeah, so I don't agree with that statement. So I don't like it. So I'll say three on that one.
Okay, three on that one. Okay. So just for your information, we're at just about 90%. So we're almost done.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. And this is important to help everybody. It's at the end of the day. After hearing more about Joe Kemp, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I still don't know.
Okay.
I would have to verify those statements, just like I would have to verify the statements in the favorable statements for.
I understand. You just want to secure your answer, correct?
That's correct. So I'm going to say I don't know.
I understand. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kemp, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Oh, the first one, messing with the Social Security.
Okay.
Very touchy subject. Because I'm 58.
I understand. Okay. And now, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11, high school graduate, some college, vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
I have some college.
Some college.
No
okay.
degree.
Okay, so I would say some college or vocational certificate, correct?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married. Yep, married.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. And then we're at 96%. Think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. 97%. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Does that mean actually going to an establishment?
Mm-hmm. The question says, how often do you attend church? So, yeah, go actually.
Hey, mm-hmm. I attend church mm-hmm. in my own being every single day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
I am with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I don't need to step into any facility in order to...
Whichever you feel
the Lord.
Is what I will put there.
Okay, well... I mean, from my perspective,
mm-hmm.
I go to church every day, several
okay.
times a day. I'm
okay,
a
so I'll put
right
twice a week or more. How does that sound?
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. Okay, so that concludes it. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. And we'll see what happens this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be interesting, definitely interesting, especially, you know, now that you're going to do your research, get a little more involved because of the questions, I think it'll give you, sometimes, you know, the more educated you are, the better you can decide, correct?
That's right. That mm-hmm. is correct. That is exactly what it is. So,
okay.
Thank you for giving us a call.
Oh, thank you for taking the time to do it. I really appreciate it. You know, it is important, and, you know, some people do. They give me a hard time about it, and some people don't, but it's really nice to know that there are people that really, you know, are really taking these things into, you know, taking the time to, these things matter, right? These things matter.
Right.
They affect our future, they affect our children and everybody, so thank you for taking the time to help us out here. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Okay, have a good evening.
Likewise, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.